Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days. You are Jehovah God.
This is from Right Wing Watch. This is Michelle O'Bachman. This is just weird. God guided me to smear Huma Abedin. So there we go.
All right. Well, this is Michelle O'Bachman. Not to be confused with the person who Ivanka Trump plagiarized her speech from. Because that speech would have been hilarious if she plagiarized.
If she plagiarized it from
Michelle O'Bachman.
Wouldn't it have been great if she plagiarized from Palin?
Oh.
If she was just like.
Wouldn't it have been great if she had something written on her hand?
Oh.
Would you have done anything differently in your career in Washington, which wasn't that long? It was 2006 to 20, was it 14 or 15?
2014. Well, January 2015.
Yeah. Okay, so it was 8 years roughly. Mm-hmm. Would you have done anything differently? I mean, let's just go back to you and your four colleagues, and you spoke up about, terribly concerned about the shadow government in America.
It's the shadow government.
Is that just a way to say it's a blackie government? Is that what they're saying? Because that's real rude.
Like, what, is Shredder in charge? Like, as a fucking footman? Like, do we need the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, you're thinking of Inspector Gadget.
Oh,
it's
you're right.
Different.
Sorry. It's all
I'll
bullshit.
Get you next time, Gadget.
That's an amazing impression of Inspector Gadget's fucking
nemesis. I don't remember his name. He had a cat. I did.
That's an amazing impression. Yeah. I've known you for 20 years. I had no idea you could do that.
This is the second time we've talked about Inspector Gadget, to
I
be honest.
I love Inspector Gadget, though.
Okay, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. And you kind of spoke about Huma Abedin. You were mocked. You were ridiculed. You were scolded, even by people on the right. And this was in the summer of 2012. Any regrets for anything?
No, not at all.
No, don't you know?
Well, I would do the same bullshit that I did before.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything that I did before that I do now.
Yeah, you know, in retrospect, I wouldn't make a better decision.
Because I knew the information was right. And for me, I was a believer in Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, did he just come over and fill you up or what?
She was a believer.
What's up?
She's not now.
I'm going to fill you up with the Holy Spirit.
You're creeping me out, man. You're making some sincere eye contact.
Doing? How you doing, Michelle
Let's
O'Bachman?
Let's not pretend you're going to fill anything.
How you doing, Michelle O'Bachman? I'm Jesus. I'm full of the fucking Holy Spirit.
I'll fucking spunk you up and shoot you across the room.
I'm going to fill a bathtub with the Holy Spirit. Let you bathe in it. How you like that?
That doesn't mean that I'm better than anybody else, but...
But I am better than most people.
But I am a congresswoman. I just want to say...
I'm just saying, I'm not better than anybody.
Ryan.
But nobody's better than me.
That's true. I'm just saying.
Blessing that I had is that I was guided by the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, and that's what I tried to actively listen to. And so that's what I tried to do, is listen to his voice, and it was absolutely stunningly remarkable.
Absolutely stunningly remarkably great. Absolutely stunningly remarkably greatly awesome. Absolutely stunningly remarkably greatly awesome phenomenal absolutely stunningly greatly remarkably stunningly greatly awesome remarkably great stupendous. You're just saying fucking adjectives. You idiots.
How the Holy Spirit literally guided me almost moment by moment.
Holy Spirit literally guided me almost
sometimes,
moment by moment.
Sometimes you have to be guided in a little bit. Yeah. You know, just reach down, sure. Fucking help it out.
I like it when the women pull out those fucking like flashlights and they start waving them. They're just like, no, a little to the left, a little to the left.
Boop,
and I'm
boop,
just like,
boop, he's backing up, he's backing up.
They're just like, they're like yawning, checking the time. Oh, you're in? Oh, shit.
In and out.
I like it.
Wait, yes. Keep going. More of that. You're so big.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's great.
Hold on.
There
it says
go.
Here. It says and here, cue religious moan. Oh, God.
For each of those years, the Lord called me into Congress very clearly.
Get thee to Congress.
He called
then
you.
Then gets immediately not reelected to
he
Congress.
Called you out of Congress.
He also called me out of Congress very clearly. I fought the Lord for almost a year in prayer. I didn't want to leave. I thought I was doing important work. But you know how it is when you hear that voice of the Lord and it's pressing in on your heart.
You know what it's like when you hear God, right, guys?
Come on, guys.
You know, like when you're just like at home one day and you're thinking, man. you know, I'm really just, you know, I'm living my life. Oh, I should kill my husband. Thanks, Lord.
You guys know how it is. You know, you stop taking your Thorazine, you start the TV starts making a lot more sense. And you're watching infomercials at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. You've been up for 6 days. I don't know. You just, now that God starts talking. Anybody else had that experience? Anybody?
Anyone? Anyway,
I'm going to go cut myself with a butter knife. Okay, awesome.
It's important to obey, and I did, but I would not have changed anything. There was a lot that I went through. There was a lot that Phil went through. He writes about that in his book. He was investigated multiple times. I had the presidential nominee of our own party come after me and castigate me on the Senate floor for raising questions about the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood in our
government. John
McCain. John McCain. I had my own Speaker of the House, John Boehner, go after me. I had my own committee chair.
And
the Intelligence Committee come after me. The ranking member, the minority leader come after me.
Then maybe that should give you some pause that you're full of shit.
Well, maybe that's why you fucking resigned and not fucking Jesus came down and had tea with you to tell you to fucking step the fuck back. Because you suck.
Maybe when everybody that's supposed to be your friend is like, look, here's the thing. Like, there comes a point in your life when all of your friends are like, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be like, okay, I'm going to listen to this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay, like... I'll pay a little attention when it's fucking literally everybody that's supposed to be
exactly,
on your side, right?
As well as members of Congress in my own state. It was stunning to see the entire lineup come after me in solid voice. So here I am on one side, and here everybody in the political establishment is lining up against
me. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things does not belong.
That shows you how radical she was. I mean, doesn't that really show you that? I mean, like, at least from her own,
sure.
In her own mind, whether or not any of this is true or any of that stuff, right? In her own mind, she's a radical.
Right.
In her own mind, she's far right from the far right.
That's terrifying.
And she's proud of it. She's happy about it.
And I paid a huge price. I dropped at least, I think, 17 points in the polls. It was election year. It was literally months in front of an election. And I had run for president for 2012.
Okay. Fucking nobody remembers that.
I know. Yeah,
right?
You were a fucking blip on the radar. Nobody
Holy
was going to vote for you.
Nobody. Not the fucking Marcus wouldn't vote for you.
Yeah, your fucking gay husband was going to vote for somebody else.
So I got out of that race. Our campaign owed about $1 million in debt.
You did a terrible job. That's all you're touting, your terrible job.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine going to work and being like, look, man, I'll tell you what. Like, I run this business. We're fucking in the red. I fucking had to fire my whole staff. I'm terrible at it. My customers don't like me. Nobody comes to my store anymore.
I had to raise that money to pay off the presidential debt. It was now spring of 2012. The election was the first Tuesday in November, and I had to raise millions to run in my race because for almost every election, all four elections, I was Nancy Pelosi's number one target to defeat in the United States. But I didn't really think twice about not pursuing this issue on the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration in our government because I knew how serious it was.
She's a fucking lunatic.
I can't believe, you know, what's crazy about that is like, not only does she still get airtime, of course she's getting airtime on fucking, you know, some fucking
some end times radio show.
Some fucking end times with Janet Markle. But like, the thing is this woman was a powerful woman.
I know,
she
terrifying.
Was, and she was a powerful woman for 8 years.
Yep.
How many times she had to get elected? Was it four times, right? Was she a senator? I don't think she was a senator. I think she was a congresswoman. I thought she had a district. Yeah, not a whole state's going to fucking... There's no way fucking Minnesota's going to get together as a whole state and be like, that's our lady. That's a tiny...
I can't imagine three people getting
together.
That's
a tiny fucking gerrymandered shit fucking area of Minnesota.
You could just call that Minnesota.
No, I mean, it's like fucking... they basically took a bunch of lakes and they pulled trout.
Again,
and that's how she got in.
You can just call that Minnesota.
That's fair.
Like, that is all of Minnesota. There's seven people that live in Minnesota, and they all want to leave right now. I have nothing against Minnesota.
I don't know. It's a beautiful state.
It's really gorgeous.
Yeah.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is great because Pat Robertson ties himself up in knots over the polygamy
issue. He does it all the time.
He
doesn't know what's going on. At this point, he's like asking about fucking little Betsy's grades. He's just like, he's remembering kids he never had. You know what I mean?
Do you remember that one where he doesn't know how many kids he has?
That's awesome. How many kids I got?
I don't know. I got three,
how
seven.
How many kids I got?
I don't know. Watch me bench press a truck.
This is Sam who says, in Exodus, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and the seventh commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery. But men continued to have more than one wife until the end of the Old Testament. My question is, would that still technically be adultery?
It wasn't. They were marrying these women, and they had multiple wives. The kings did, and others did. David had several wives. So that was certainly after Moses had written. And that wasn't considered adultery, which means one of these days, trust me, the laws concerning polygamy are going to be taken out, because the only reason they have laws for against polygamy is because it is said it is unbiblical and it is not Christian, and therefore they shouldn't do
it. I am so confused.
I'm so lost.
Right now, it's
shouldn't he be like, that's totally cool then?
Right?
I mean, if they did it, why are we saying, and I know he's going to come out and be like, Jesus was against it, so we can't do it because Jesus said no.
Fucking, he is tying himself in a knot.
Spoil sport that Jesus was.
I know, right? Come on. No.
No. I don't want to have multiple wives.
More than
one.
I can't afford to divorce them all. Are you kidding me? What's half of half of half of half?
Who the fuck are you kidding? You're going to convince more than one woman to marry you?
Dude, I just want to convince more than one woman to watch Netflix with me.
I'm not even asking for the chill
port. Like, I'm just like, can we watch Jim Gaffigan or something? Like, come on.
I want to watch House of Cards, but I'm not starting by myself. I'm not starting by myself.
And so if you can have all the other things that the Supreme Court has ruled on.
What all the other things? What
all
have they
the other
on?
Things that they've ruled on?
Dick and butt. They ruled
there we go.
On guys. Guys having a dick and butt, and women can scissor. And then the fucking world is over.
Believe me, they're going to say that it's unconstitutional to forbid polygamy. We look at the New Testament, which says a man should have one wife and be content with one wife rather than multiple wives. It's in the New Testament.
Which contradicts the Old Testament.
Yeah,
so,
but hey, look, we go after new, not old. So.
But we use the old one when it's convenient to what we want to condemn.
Exactly.
And then we use the new one when it's convenient to what we want to have to the thing that we want now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Sure. I feel like I got that.
No, I think we're...
Okay, so let me summarize.
Yeah.
Pixies, choosies?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
whatever
good.
You want. Yeah.
That wasn't adultery, because they were married. They got married. They. I mean, the man looked after the wives. They were his wives, and he had a covenant relationship with all of them. That's in the book.
Yeah, it's in the book. Come on. The fuck's wrong with
you?
Did
you even read this fucking thing?
You fucking didn't even read the whole Bible or anything. Yeah, fucking, they're calling you. They're calling you, man.
I'm not against polygamy.
I don't give a fuck about polygamy as long as it's everyone's of age.
I
think it's weird when people are not of age.
I think, yeah, of course, that's super weird. Right. I also don't think, you know, like when I look at it, I wonder what insurance will do. Because I wonder how much my insurance will go up if somebody can, you know, only has to pay, you know, what do they have to pay a premium? You know what I mean? Like there's an insurance thing that seems a little weird.
Sure, but it seems like it's easy. Like, you know, like I've always insured myself, my spouse and my kids. If I insure just myself, it's X. If I insure myself plus my spouse, it's X plus Y.
And then X plus Y plus
and then,
Y. And
yeah.
Depending
so
on how
just,
many wives
I just keep
you can
adding
convince
more
to
wives.
Marry you.
Yeah. Fucking, it's so far, it's one minus one. That's so far. It's that's the fucking.
It's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, right?
The math is simple. The math is simple.
I pay less insurance.
We have subtracted from both sides of the equation.